Kalim Perchov Dal Mishnah Test. We continue the Mishnayis of the Sholosh. Sholosh Mashpel is saying. The word Mashpel is like a container, and it's used to pour things, sort of like a garbage can. So I guess the word Mashpel is related to the word Shofel, either Meloshin, like it has garbage in it, so the Dovah Shofel Benivza, or we could say because he pours it, so it goes from higher up in his hands to on the ground, so that's Mashpel, the contents of the container. In any case, there are three types. Shel Zevel, this is, they would carry out Zevel to fertilize the field. Tmeya Medris, it's royally yeshiva. Why is a Mashpela Shel Zevel royally yeshiva? So the Mefarshim explained that the Pesach HaKupa of the Mashpela is on the side. So the Mokum on the top is miyud when they carry out to the fields. It's backbreaking labor. So they would be mezabel, then they would put it down, they would sit to rest on it. You don't want to sit down on the muddy ground, on the fertilized ground. So the worker would sit down on it, and it's not impeding the progress of the work, because the opening, like we just said, is batzad. Tveres soil shtet azayin. Siddur Taya says it also. That's the first type. It's royally yeshiva to tamei medras. Shel teven, if it's carrying out teven, tamei or tamei meis, it's not royally yeshiva. The reason for that is pashut. Straw is a lot lighter than zevel. So zevel, carrying out the container, there's no way you can carry it out without sitting to rest. And the work itself is backbreaking. Carrying a container of teven is relatively lightweight. So really, nobody sat down on it. They worked, they did their thing, and they went back. The hapuchlot shel gmalim, this is some type of net, and it has big holes. Tor miklum. What exactly is this? The puchlots is a large net. It's not clear if it's used to cover over that which is on a gomel. A camel could carry quite a load, so they would spread a puchlots over for protection. Or what it was it was made of or shel gomel, and it was made of very thick pieces, but it was made with crisscross design, so there were a lot of holes. So a kli that's osin nikovim gedolim is not royally kabel tuma. Why also this is under the mission of Sholosh Mashpelos is not clear. Where does the word Mashpela come in? The way we describe Shel Zevel Shel Teven makes sense. What does that have to do with the Puchlot Shel Gmalim? In any case, it's not clear, but we'll just ask one pointed question. To the pshat that the reason why it's not a kli at all is because it has big holes, Lemaisa, Mefarshim speak out. Take a look at the Rambam, the Rabbi in Hilchos Kelim Perek Vov Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah Achronah and the Sidre Taya, so we have to know to speak it out. That even though a kli sheyesh boi nikovim, because that's the design, it's not something that got a hole, but something that's designed. Look, we had in Perek Yud Zayin that such a type of kli, if it, the, by design it has holes, the halacha is that it is a kli. It's not mevatel l'shem kli de nikovim. However, that's only when it has holes by design, not when it's holy, not when it's mostly nikovim. When it's parutz beruboy, they're not. We have the same ha'ora is brought by the Mefarshim, again, the Mishnah Achronah and the Sidre Tiris in Mishnah Beis before, by Shalavonim Tahirim Miklum, over there also, it was made with holes, but over there it's mostly open. Samela over there, it's also not a kli, even though it was designed as such, as I state in the Mefarshim. Mishnah Yud, Shloisha Mapotzim. Mapotz is a mat, it's machzalois that's woven together from reeds or from some type of plant that's like strings. That there's one type that's pulled off Eitz HaDekel, they weave from that also. There's a little bit of a hakdom over here in that Mapotz is the subject of a Sugya Aruka. It's not a poshut case that we have over here. It's a sugya in Bava Kama Dav Chofeh Amid Beis. The Eilam meets up with it in the middle of Perikets HaRegel and Bava Kama. And it's a whole very complicated sugya of Tumah V'Tayra. It's one of the best places to meet up with these dinim in the Yeshiva Shem Masechtos. It's also a sugya in Shabbos Dav Pei Dalet. And what it says over there is that a Mapotz is does not have the regular din of a kli to be Metame Tumas Meis. It's miyuchid lemedris, so it has a din to be mekabel tuma as tumas medris, and from there memela it'll have other tumas. It's also mavuah within the sugya that it does not have tahara b'mikvah. And the shah is, what exactly is going on? So Rashi says over there in Bava Kama, Shabbos also, that mapas is pshute kliyot, it's a flat mat. It's made out of woven together, so it's gedule karka, so call it kliyot, but it has tumas medrash. It's pshute kliyot, so certainly midaraisa, it's not metamei. Tumas medrash it'll have because it's miyuchad le mishkav umoyshav. Okay. Taisa says, if that was the case, then it would have tahara b'mikvah. The reason why it has tumah is al medrash. In medrash, there's a klal. This is one of the things that we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, is that only things that have tahara b'mikvah have medrash, and that's the reason why kli cheres doesn't have tumas medrash. Even if it's miyuchad l'mishkav u'moyshav, it does not have tumas medrash. Why? Because it's kli cheres, it's not tahara b'mikvah. The cheftza of tumas medrash, that miyuchad l'mishkav u'moyshav, is kol atnai that it has tahara b'mikvah. Pshutei kliyot does have tahara b'mikvah. It's a gemara in the first parak in Sukkah, that mita mitaheres. Mita is also, could be pshutei kliyot, and it's mufurish over there that it does have tahara b'mikvah. The way to be miyashiv Rashi, the Mefarshim say, really comes from the Rishon Tzireim and Mitzvah Tov Chav Dalid, is that mito is more miyuchid l'shimush, it's more choshev, it's mishamish odom, mishamish mishamshov. The Rambam has this klal in the beginning of Perek Beis Hilchas Kelim. It's a base kibbol b'chiyai gavna that it's mishamish odom, mishamish mishamshov. It's dumyo, it's considered, it's dumyo d'sak. It has tahara b'mikvah, it's considered a kli kibbol. But regular pshute kliyot, a mapatz is not mamish a mito, and therefore it blives only pshute kliyot. So you want to say it's miyuchad lemedris, but it does not have tahara b'mikvah. Other rishonim clearly hold that the klal of something that doesn't have a tzuras hakli, but it's mishamish odom or mishamish mishamshov, is not midereisa. Rishonim discussed this by Barichus and Rabban and Rajma in Bava Basta of Samach Vov. Memela, they can't agree with Rashi. Tosfos in Shabbos, and this is the Rash by us in the Mishnah that the Mefarshim bring, is that Mapitz is Tor b'meis, where it's not Miyuchad l'medris, because we're talking over here not about a Mapitz shal Eitz, the way we just described. We're talking about a Mapitz shal Shifa v'gemi. Shifa v'gemi are another two materials that are, it's not a type of Eitz, but it's a product of something that's Gedulei Karka. So we've discussed numerous times that you have to know if eitz is all gedulei karka, anything that grows from the plant world, or it's dafka, something that could be considered dumi de eitz. Kana would be considered dumi de eitz. But if it's shifa v'gemi, they're not, even though it's gedulei karka. So Tosfos holds that it's only tomei al tzabazundir chiddish that medris has v'chola mishkov, kola miyuchid l'medris tomei, tahara b'mikvah doesn't have, because not kliyots. The Torah has a separate categorization of different kelim that have tahara b'mikvah. Kli shifa v'gemi is not included. It's miyuchad l'medris v'moyshav. It's miyuchad l'mishkav v'moyshav. It's medris, but it's not one of the kelim that are nita b'mikvah. It does not have then the din of kli cheres, which is mufka from medris, because it could only be toned shvir. It doesn't have that. Now, obviously, this chiddush depends on the sheet of Tosfos in the Rash, that eitz means eitz, not all gedulei karka. The Rambam is the one who's chelek on that. The Rambam holds in Perek Aleph Hilchos Kelim and the Pirushim Mishnayis that anything that's osur klipi lonis, and he brings machzalois mapotz chashivik liyetz, even though it's made of shifu v'gemi. So you can't hold that way. So the Rambam Pirushim Mishnayis says something else. The Rambam says that a mapetz doesn't have a tzura sakli. The Rambam says like this. This is in Perek Chov Gimel Hilchos Kelim Aloch Aleph. Hamapetz hu machzeles she'or genoisim min achavolim. It's woven. It's not one block of kli. It's woven together. U'min asuf min aguma, different materials. Ve'en hamapetz b'chalal kelim amur b'teira. Va'afal pikein mistame hu b'medriz dvar teira. She'ri riba ha'kosuf kol ha'mishkov zeroy le'mishkov osuloy. A kli, it's not miyuchid l'medriz, it is. Put together with that, the Rambam says a chiddush in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mikvoyos. Halacha Dalet Hamafitz Eini Bechlal Akelim Amakam Lushar Kol Tumois. Because it's not a regular clay kibbutz, it's not a regular clay eitz, it's woven together material. But since it's roi lamishkav, it's nisrab l'tumas medris. And then the Rambam fears, oh, it's v'kivin she'en lo'y tumma v'lo'y tahar b'feirush, v'nisrab l'tumma lo'y yisrab l'y tahar b'mikvah. She'en mistar b'mikvah l'akelum amurum b'tayra. So the problem with it is that it does not have a tzurith akli. The chiddush of it is roi lamishkav. Hey, yois, it's made out of eitz, so it does not have, like cheres, that if it's not mitohor b'mikvah, so then it can't have tumas medris. That's only when the material is something that's mufka. Cheres b'cheft, so all kli cheres are mufka from tar b'mikvah, they're mufka from medris. This is kli eitz. But it's not kli eitz, it's something else miyuchad l'mishka v'moishav of eitz. Tomeid can become tumas medris, Torah can't become derech taras mikvah. That's the chiddush over here. We'll add what the stipler says in Simon Ches, that the Rambam holds the Mappets does not have a Tzuras Hakli, it's Betzuras Arigo, and Eitz Loimotzinu Arigo. Arigo is a concoction that works to put together a Tzura of a Beged, Sak, this Tumas Arig. But Arigo is not a type of build that creates Kalim. Azel to Rambam. This is the Chayyad Shita the Rashi. So this case of Mappets, Osili Yeshiva, Tmei Medrash, is a very Mechudish Dika case. Shel Tzaboin, Tomei Tmei Meis. This is obviously something else. This has a clay kibble, has a rim around it. Tzaboin dyers used to use this type of mat to put in begodim that needed to be dried from the dyeing process. So it has a clay kibble. It's Mekabal Tomalza. The Shel Gitois is some type of mat that was used to cover the grapes that went through the pressing process, and a Gita Shoyayin, Torah Miklum, doesn't have a clay kibbutz, not also the yeshiva, so that Bechlal doesn't have a Kabbalah Tumah.